Choose your battles. First ED and now PD. Here we go again. I found myself in a familiar place. Yet I also knew that with the right intel, I could make an informed decision and choose the right battle to fight. Still, I couldn't help but think that I would rather fly into a hail of bullets during a combat mission than face the obstacles presented by my sexual health shortfalls. On the surface, the options for overcoming PD can appear daunting. There are essentially three options. And first up for consideration is a series of costly injections that are very painful but will typically only provide about a 30% correction of PD curvature. These injections weren't a very inviting solution, and I didn't move on this option because my out-of-pocket expense would be approximately $40,000 and the physical ROI, well, it just wasn't there. But about this time, the urology team I was working with informed me that a new fellowship-trained physician would soon start work. They encouraged me to make an appointment with him to see if he might have other alternatives. And that's when I met Dr. Akash Kapadia. Dr. Kapadia explained the other two alternatives that I might consider. These were surgical options. One surgery could attempt to remove the plaque and scar tissue causing the curvature. And to help in the decision process, Dr. Kapadia scheduled an ultrasound to evaluate my PD further. It was determined that due to the severity of my PD and ED, I wasn't a good candidate for plaque and scar tissue removal. He provided a pretty honest estimate on erectile dysfunction after this surgery. And the other surgical option was to have penile implant surgery. Dr. Kapadia explained the procedure carefully. He even brought in a functional penile implant prosthesis so that I could see exactly how it would work. Admittedly, I was impressed. Skeptical still, but impressed. I went home armed with awareness, and I did my own homework. Everything Dr. Kapadia shared with me was on point. Penile implant surgery does indeed have a high satisfaction rate among the men who choose this option, and it is especially helpful in correcting PD curvature. In fact, the correction is significantly better than that achieved with $40,000 out-of-pocket injections. But the implant option does, however, leave you permanently unable to have a natural erection.